Bishop's been preaching about the extraordinary life. But I come to you to talk to you about an extraordinary God. People want the extraordinary life without knowing the extraordinary God. That's why Jesus says in the book of Matthew 7, but they say, Lord, but we cast the demons. We did those extraordinary things in your name. We healed the sick. You know what he told them? Depart from me, you evil workers. I don't want to take you to the scripture, book of Daniel. Chapter, I want my wife, honey, turn around. Mildred, guys, turn around, turn around. Everybody, this is my lovely family here. Everybody say hi. Book of Daniel. Let's go to verse 32. He shall seduce with flattery those who violate the covenant. But the people who know their God shall stand firm and take action. He shall seduce with flattery those who violate the covenant. But the people who know their God, say their God, shall stand firm and take action. Holy Spirit, once again, you've been trusting with this pulpit. I'll be a donkey for you again. I'll be a donkey for you again, Lord. Open my mouth, fill my mouth, fill their hearts, and let the word not come back, return void. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated in God's presence. I'm fighting you. Well, really, it's fighting with me. I'm not. This cold is trying to fight with me. But I find this passage that when Bishop called me and said, yeah, brother, I'll be there for you. And I tell you, right away, I was reminded about the series on the man, I'm just drunk, sorry. I lose connection that I have to when I get like this. Just bear with me. But, extraordinary. People want to do with the works of God without knowing the God of the works. And the problem with that the devil has his own works. And he comes like a lightning angel, like an angel filled with light. He comes in and he can do the same thing God's people can do. But the difference when the Bible says that those that know their God, you see, one thing is to know God, but it's another thing to do his works. Now, I love what the psalmist David said in Psalms 103. He said, to Moses, I saw my ways, but to my people, my works. Interesting. He's making a differential here, showing that when Moses, and listen, Moses was the man of God that divided the Red Sea. Isn't that true? Is that true or not true? Yet, God doesn't brag that Moses did the works. God brags that he knew him. So that tell me, you cannot have extraordinary works unless you know the extraordinary God. And I believe if this city is going to change, it's going to change because a church can do the works of God, but most importantly, know the God of the works. Magicians do works. Psychics do work. Santeros do works. But when God does a work, he does it perfect. And I love the scripture because this scripture shows that, listen, it's easy to get into a family like this and learn the language of the family and learn the works of the family. But if you don't learn to know the God that this family serves, you've only reached half of your potential. You know, it's like I told you last time, I was an ex-junkie. I said I was an ex-junkie 43 years ago. And I used to cry. I was a poor kid. My father kicked me out of my house when I was 12 years old. And I would be begging for food and eating from any place imaginable. But sometimes I would hear this music from the 10th floor of a building, and I said, there's a party. I'm going to go up there and show myself. I would go in there, eat the food, drink the stuff, but never speak with the host of the party. And so it's so easy to get wrapped around the works. And listen, yes, God wants frontier to do the works of God. That's part of our call. But there's a higher level than that. That's the higher level of knowing the God that gives you the works to do. The people that know their God shall do great exploits. And at the level that you get to know God greater is the level that those works are going to be manifested. It's so easy to get caught up with the works. Oh, I can do this. Yeah. The disciples one time, they tried to cast out a demon. And they said, Lord, we went to try to cast out, but the demon cannot come out. But you know what he told them? It only comes out. That kind only comes out with fasting and prayer. So there's some works. Now listen, this city, I told you last time, and I'm thanking Holy Ghost, this house is a gift to the city. You don't believe that, do you? A lot of people brag, well, you know, we've been given the city. That's old covenant. New covenant, God gives the city a church. And I believe Frontier is one of them. And I believe God's calling this house to another dimension of intimacy with God. And that's why Bishop he's been trying to whet your appetite. Look at the works we can do. Yes, we are called to be extraordinary. But even greater than that, we are called to get closer to the God that makes things extraordinary. And worship is one of the ways to do it. There'll be a time in this house, I'm going to prophesy, the worship will be so strong that Bishop won't be able to even move. That's happened in the Bible days. Bible said that the minister could not minister because of the glory of the Lord that fell in that house. And I believe the glory of the Lord is about to fall on this house. I believe the glory of the Lord is about to fall upon this house. And when it falls, some of you won't even know what to do. But when you know your God, you'll know what to do. Imagine you're having a service and drug addicts coming running because they see the smoke coming out of the building. Don't tell me there's no glory and there's no smoke. There's got to be smoke. God wants to fill this house with the smoke of his glory, with the cloud of his presence. And guess what? It's going to start with you and I getting to know the God that does the extraordinary. Yes, sir. It's not to get to know the works. The devil does the works. It's to know the God that does the works. And I believe that the glory of the Lord is about to fill this house. You know, it'll be an indictment against every single person this morning that you sit here and you don't take the preaching that and the word of it. Listen, this house got one of the best preachers in the area. I'm telling you right now. Forget the in the state. I'm telling you right now. Listen, with all respect, I love T.D. Jakes. I love Kenneth Copeland. But let me tell you something. Your bishop has got a word on his mouth. And First Lady, you don't stay behind either. And I was watching you this morning. I'm going to say, if you're watching, Bishop, you, bro, you got your wife here to preach. Invite me over to come. And listen, the next move of my God, the next move of God is going to come in this area. Because see, Florida has been marked for a move of God. You see what? How many know about the sin in Orlando? Listen, that's baby stuff. That, with all respect to it, I know some of the people that, that minister, but that's why. Because what God wants to do is going to happen in through the church. To the church of Jesus Christ. To a, you, listen, we don't need to gather 10,000 people. Let's gather 1,000 churches to pray and humble themselves and watch how God heals our land. We got this concept. Well, let's gather people together. Listen, you can gather people and all you have is a gathering. And Frontier has been picked by God. From this house has been picked by God for the next move of God. That's why some of you guys have been going to hell. Why? Because the hell is trying to get you to touch heaven. You've been going to hell, but listen, God is not the cause of it, but God is allowing you to get you on your knees. Some of you have been filled with so much pride that God can't even can speak to you because you got it all figured out. All he wants to do, all he wants is a broken vessel. Just be a donkey for Jesus. Speak for him. Walk with him. Carry him. Donkey does. So as great as the works are, there is a greater thing getting to know the God that does the works. And as we connect with that principle that God wants us to know him first of our works, then we cannot do what I call perverted works. We have too many services in this hour in churches all around America, in the nation. All people sing 3 songs. But nothing is happening to those people in those pews. They sing songs, they hear message after message, but they're still the same believer for the past 10 years. No change, no transformation. And can I tell you something? Every single person who's sounding my voice today has been called to do the works of God. There's no excuse. No excuse. And love this passage because this passage, it reminds us, it's not about, listen, as great, yes, we're called to do the works of God. Yes, that's unequivocally, you don't question that. But a greater call, if you don't watch yourself, those works, the ministry can become your mistress. Because you get into this performance mode, well, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And no, listen, it's not about that. And I believe this house has been called with a specific mantle from God. Yes, to do the works. But a greater call is to, that's why this church has such a strong anointing for worship. Because worship keeps you balanced. It doesn't let you go. It keeps you in the center of things. It reminds you that your focus, your audience is God, not the people. That the audience is not the problems that are speaking to you, but it's Christ in the midst of your problem. Right. Through worship, you can learn to find the Christ in your crisis. And God is calling this house, I'm telling you, with all respect, God is calling this house to a higher level of worship, of getting to know the Maker. And as we do that, the works will come. We don't have to, you know, some people sometimes want to copycat God. God, everything God does is original. He never copies. Never copies. He doesn't consult you to work with her. No. He's got a plan for you, but he also has a plan for her. That's the beauty of our God. He's an individual. Although he likes the corporate gathering, he's also an individual God. He likes to deal with people face to face, man to man. And I believe this house is about to experience a move of glory in this house. Let me tell you, you guys are going to go back home one day and your face is going to glow. People are going to say, what the heck happened to you? Because you are in the very presence of the King. Think about it. Face to face. The Bible says, Isaiah saw the day that King Uzziah died. The Bible says, Isaiah 6, and he, I saw the Lord. And the first thing God does, touches his lips. He changed the way he talked. Don't tell me you're in God's presence and you and the way you talk ain't changing. Even his will, when and God started speaking, who shall ascend? All of a sudden, since his lips are clean, he goes and he moves the heart of Isaiah. Isaiah says, I'll go. When you're in truly God's presence, not only is your vocabulary going to change, but the way you make decisions change because God begins to deal with your will. He begins to break your will. Some of you need a brokenness in your will because you keep going back to that same habit, addiction, time after time. You see, going back to that fault, that weakness. Listen, we've been called to be conquerors. Listen, the Bible must not say that. I take that back. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So if you have a battle in your life, you've been fighting for months and years, that's because you haven't learned to know the God that can break that over your life. Stop being a party crasher like I used to do. Engage in the presence of God. And let the God mold you, change your heart. Some of you guys, God's been calling you for months, for years, even before you came here. Some of you had calls of God before you came to this church. And you're still in that same position. You haven't gone any further with that calling. For years, God's called you. Matter of fact, some of you, God called you from the womb of your mother's womb. And you know that, but you've been fighting. Yeah, you go from jumps to from church to church. I call church hoppers. Bishop say something wrong. Oh, I'm leaving the church. Let me go. Oh, I feel like I'm ready to transition somewhere else. And God's trying to put his finger in your face and say, listen, you got to repent. Forget about moving. Repent from that condition in your heart. That's what you have to do. Repent and be ye converted so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Peter got up and said that. Let me tell you something else. Don't tell me that you're hearing the word of God when the last time I checked, the Bible says that the word of God is like a two-edged sword piercing you. How is the word of God breaking into your soul, man? How do you see yourself separating the carnality from your spirituality? Week after week, we come here, beautiful message, and we sit in the prayer. We enjoy, we bask in the worship team as they worship. But our hearts are not being, the command of the word is that it is like a two-edged sword. It pierces through dividing. Also discerning the thoughts of the heart. If I was to take a magnifying glass and put it on your head, what kind of thoughts would I read this morning? For the past 30 days. So we cannot do the works that really God has for us if we don't get to know the God that gives us those works. Oh, God wants us to do the works. I'm 100% behind that. But the greatest thing is to get to know the God of the works. It's so easy to get caught up with cliche. Yeah, we're called to greatness. Yes, we are. We're called to be a church of living. We're called for that. But most importantly, our highest call is to know the one that called us. Now, this morning, I was supposed to come preach just to do something the Lord told me to do. And I asked Chris to give me some oil. You don't have to wait for, I can't say Billy Graham because he's passed. But you don't have to wait for some guy to come in here, anoint you. You've been anointed by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in 1 John that the anointing resides inside of you. and that it teaches you all things. But this morning, when I thought my assignment was this morning, was to is to anoint your hands with oil, if you allow me to do it this morning. So Monday when you go back to work, oh my God, I'm telling you, serious. Some of you guys, your job has it should be your mission field. Yeah. If you're in school, your school should become your mission field. You talk about doing works? Well, guess what? You have a platform to do those works already. The question is, are you willing to do those works? And you get to do those works in a better way when you get to know the God that gave you the works to do. Amen? Stand up, please. I want to obey the Holy Ghost this morning.